section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I said chigger.
It's peaking. Who's doing the release schedule? Was that me? Did I miss that?
Yep.
Okay.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Black Dykes, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, 9-year anniversary, IBWIP News Bulletin, an interview with IBWIP child correspondents, and we spin the BM color wheel with your co-host, The Voice.
Yo.
Intern Heather.
Yep.
And me, a bottle cap kid. And now your host, please call him Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 249 of A Burns on IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. For the next hour and 30 minutes or so, depending on how frisky Heather is, we are going to bring you laughs, tears, inappropriate banter,
fuck you,
shit,
and maybe some children. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's a masturbating.
Children, yeah.
That was. Oh, weird. You're going to make children by masturbating. I got you. Sperm. Oh. Okay, I got you.
Right at the point of conception, yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks.
It's where life begins. It's where life begins, Heather.
Welcome to the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse, basically main tent. Would you say?
Oh, okay.
The main tent?
Cornerstone.
Yeah. Main tent with walls and a ceiling.
There's no clowns here,
foundation.
Right?
Oh, I love clowns.
Fuck you.
You just don't like mice. You don't like mice. You
or
like
clowns. Or clownish mice. I definitely don't like those.
Ooh.
A clownish a mouse with a clown hat.
A clownish
and
mice
paint,
hen?
That would freak me the fuck
have
out.
You ever ate, have you ever ate clownish mice hen?
What?
Instead of Cornish hen. Forget
that's
it.
That's cute.
All right. First of all.
Jesus.
The guy who.
This is why Jason writes his jokes.
Right. The joke writer, he's on his. I mean, is this third beer? Because if it is, you're going to get cranky.
This is going to be like another show.
I become a real prick.
He was a little difficult last week because he had too many beers. And I lost 45 minutes of audio.
You got some.
Oh, he was
shit.
Mad. No.
Oh, last week when we did Couch Pie, that's okay.
Yep. I watched your live performance on Facebook.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
All right, folks. He's the joke man. He's the bottle cap kid. He's the flannel Fabio. He's the no hair, don't care. He got a brand new phone, a brand new haircut, but yet still.
Same old dick.
Same old dick and no new girlfriend. Let's welcome to the show, the bottle cap
kid. Come on, man. That's by choice. I could have any woman I want.
Black man.
Welcome to the morning zoo.
What?
I love you.
Give me three traits in a woman that you are looking for.
She's got to have that donk.
But donk and donk?
First of all, got to have that donk.
Second of all?
As Simple Minds once said, alive and breathing.
All right. Is that two and three?
That's two and three.
Okay. All right. And also, across from us.
Alive and kicking. I'm sorry.
He has dressed up 2 weeks in a row from working at the bank.
Yep.
Last week, he laid a bombshell on us while rapping.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's coming up in a couple days. You're going to be moving boxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is the one and only, now whipped, The Voice.
Hey. Let's get things cracking.
Whip? Oh.
Mm-hmm. She nay-nays, he whips. Or no, she whips, he nay-nays.
Like a horse?
Nay.
Whip. Was that cut? That was that what you were doing, this cut the throat?
Was just now?
Yeah, was that what you were doing?
No, I didn't do that.
She's she's back. She's wearing black. She's back and black. It's the one and only intern Heather. Welcome to the show, my love.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Glad to be back.
Is it okay to say my love, even though your boyfriend is not?
I
is in the room?
I call you my love.
Okay, so it's not.
I love you.
Okay,
so.
All right.
You guys slept in the same bed.
That is true. We did have slept in the same bed. Adam,
we did.
It's all love under the main tent.
I tried to touch your butt. Remember,
Adam? I believe my experience is a little bit different than yours. She passed out.
I called you a fuck at one point. Like,
yep.
No, that sounds about right. Right?
Yeah. That's pretty much what happens. Yeah. And I just get as angry and berating as possible.
And she accused you of thievery.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great show. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. At the end of the show, let us know. Email us at blake@ibwip.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Music.
Now on Google Music.
Yes, where all the FCF shows are on Google Music.
Does that mean we make money now?
No, that just means that all the Android people who don't have iPhones can now subscribe to us.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's what Stitcher was for.
Stitcher is a dying platform.
So I shouldn't listen on Stitcher?
No.
You can listen where you want, but it's a dying platform.
Make it count.
You know what?
Just know that no one's going
to
talk to you about it.
I'm going to defy boundaries. I'm going to be that last guy on Stitcher train.
Do it. I ride the Stitcher train. I used to ride it all the time.
That way we all are guaranteed one listen from Stitcher a week.
Right.
Stitcher is literally staying open because you are the one listening.
You're welcome,
to it.
Stitcher.
Like,
fuck all y'all.
We've got one consistent listener.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck Google.
You're the player. Guy who comes in the grocery store at 9:55 when they close at 10. Everyone's just waiting for you to leave.
No,
they're like,
not.
Oh, seriously? You got to do all your grocery shopping
hey man,
right now?
I need Hot Pockets.
Stitcher's just like, I got to turn out the fucking lights, man.
You need fruit and rice?
What are you going to fix?
Hot Pockets. Diarrhea pocket.
Thank you, Jim Gaffigan.
Anniversaries. What do you celebrate? Your marriage? Maybe the day you graduated college?
Actually, 3 days ago was my second wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Maybe.
Yay.
We're recording this in advance, so you never know what might happen.
Wait. You said second wedding anniversary, so like your second marriage?
Oh, no. Well,
you guys had a second wedding?
No, this is
like
the red
wedding?
The second year of my third marriage.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify
that we
weren't celebrating your past.
I can total up all three of these marriages, and I've still been doing IBWIP longer than all three of my marriages combined.
I like that.
Damn it.
Let's give a big round of applause.
Blake, you and I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You and I.
But I know Dustin listens to some podcasts, and one of the ones that he listens to is the Jimmy Pardo Never Not Funny. And he's been doing it for a long time.
Like, Jimmy P. Nobody calls him that, but I just did.
How long has he been doing it?
It's been quite a while.
Has it been more than 9 years? It probably hasn't, right? When we say that Blake Clayton is a podcasting pioneer...
I mean, it's kind of the same timeline. Because he does like two seasons a year, so it's hard to remember how many actual years he's done it, because
he goes back towards the very vanguard of podcasts.
I would say a decade, eight to 10 years in that wheelhouse.
And Blake, you're right there with him.
Yeah, I'm right there with Jimmy Pardo.
What were you thinking the first time you did a podcast?
The first time I did a podcast, I had a PlayStation headset on,
mm-hmm.
And pushed record,
so cute.
And for about 3 hours, I talked to myself. There was no one else around. I played a lot of music. And I just said a lot.
Yeah.
The ums happen.
So I am going to celebrate by going through and listening to the first 5 episodes of IBWIP to see if I can get through them.
Wow. No, it'll be good. Like, come from?
It'll
take you like 6 years, right? Because they're so long.
They are long. They're like 3 hours a piece. That's back when I used to do interviews within the show. And, you know, and I used to play a lot of music, like maybe 10 songs a show.
It was more structured like a radio program.
Right.
Not necessarily a talk show, but like you were a radio DJ.
Sure. And it was just me. And then...
Did you call yourself the podcast and got on the
first
episode?
No, I didn't.
That's good.
No, I didn't.
You didn't come out swinging the dick right away?
No, I didn't.
When did that come up?
That was during...
Episode 3.
That was during...
BJ?
That was during the BJ and Coley era. There's been many eras of...
Ibwip.
I like to think this is the golden era.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
The first era was just me, and then I got divorced, and then it was me and Creepy Guy and
that was Creepy Guy Ryan.
Ryan with Creepy Guy and Norma Jean.
Okay.
And our big segment back then was Norma Jean Watches Porn, where we used to make her watch a porn video, and then we, you know, we were recording when she had a reaction and stuff.
And then you said goodbye, Norma Jean.
Yeah, well, I think they just got tired of doing the show.
Oh, okay.
Watched all the good porns. That's it.
Right, and then it back then we started to have characters come in once in a while. Then they left the show, and it went to Bubba and Mrs. Bubba.
Okay,
They were on for quite a long time. Then it went to Dustin. When I think about stuff in the past, I have to look.
I just thought something was behind me. No. I was concerned.
He has to look into the past.
After
as well.
Mr. and Mrs. Bubba, then came BJ and Coley, who were on for a couple years.
And you did that virtually all on like Skype kind of thing.
That
right?
was Skype. They live in Pennsylvania, so we did shows via Skype. It was very
makes for awkward timing. I'm sure
it was awkward timing, but it was still really fun. Those were some great shows. And then Jason came aboard. And then
he's just like, get weekly shows. I'm obsessed with a show coming out every week.
I don't care if you're in the hospital, just had heart surgery. We're doing a show.
I'm a real fucking monster, everybody.
And I say, when Jason came on, that's when it became a consistent. It started off, it was once a month. Then it was biweekly for a long time. And then it was, you know, it stayed biweekly for a long time. And then when Jason came is when it came every week. And that's where we went from. I think we've done almost.
The first one I was on was 100, but then like I started regularly on 105.
Right.
So it's been like 150 episodes about. It was funny because like you started giving me responsibilities. Like, hey, do you want to come up with something to do on the show? And then gradually I started kind of taking more responsibility. Because I wanted you to keep doing this show. Because you seem happy when you're doing it. You seem alive and excited. And I was having fun doing it. But I would kind of, I'd wait for that text or that phone call. Like, hey, are you free this day? Or are you free this day? And I never knew what it was going to be. I was like, well, you and I both listen to podcasts. We both love it when it's, you know, it's, oh, Monday. Now I get to listen to Comedy Bang Bang because it's Monday. I kind of wanted the same thing for our show. And I think you did, at least at the time.
Right.
maybe not anymore. I hope so.
I feel that way.
Then Dustin came along.
Yep.
And then we thought to ourselves, we need to have a pair of breasts on the show that
belong to a woman.
Huh?
That belong to a woman.
That belong to a woman. Because Molly would be on once in a while, and you had a friend that was on once in a while.
And you guys have your own pair of breasts to deal with.
Right.
You're not on a woman, you know.
You know, and
I have nipples.
We needed an outside third party, which we wanted a female to kind of give a female perspective. And I remember we met at Panera's with Heather.
After many unfruitful Craigslist respondents.
Very unfruitful.
There's a bunch. Like, I remember in my ad, I was like, hey, no one's getting paid for this. It's just fun. It's experience. You're going to have a good time.
I told you guys it was a bad idea to lead the ad off with, are you into butt stuff?
Well.
And you know what? History has proved you right. What do you want?
And then Heather responded, so like it ended up working.
All caps.
Not via a butt stuff ad.
Heather, when you were sitting down with us at Panera's, and I was shoving food in my face, that was the pre-fat Blake.
He's being very honest with you at that point.
Uh-huh.
What did you have any idea that like almost a year and a half later, you'd be coming here and putting your hair over your face when you hear something you don't want to hear?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't. But I remember that I was very excited about it. And I remember, like, the one thing that I had coming in, and it's so funny now compared to where I am now, like, the podcast that I have. But I remember the one thing that I was like, I listened to the episode with Nani, and, like, I don't have anything funny to say about my boobs. So, like, I just don't want you guys to talk about that. Like, and I remember that was something that I mentioned at that meeting. And then now looking back on it, it's so funny because I have this, like, Sex with Heather podcast and everything. It's like, what a weird place to come from not wanting to talk about boobs at all.
Recently, you've talked about pornography. And
I know.
Total. I find that when I listen to Sex with Heather, I think I know Heather pretty well. And then I listen to the podcast and I go, I know her better now. But
it's very true.
You know, and you have your own podcast that stemmed from this. Dustin has got his own podcast that stemmed from this. Jason has his own podcast that stemmed from this. So it's been really cool. There are times where Jason has to give me some uplifting text messages.
Back rubs.
Back rubs. When we a lot of times we stand back to back.
And we lick each other's lips.
And we kiss.
I've seen it.
I've seen the kiss, and it's the sweetest kiss.
So, thank you guys for the time that you guys have donated to this and the efforts that you put into it. I do appreciate it. It's
donated like a cancer child. We loved it. We loved it. Right?
So, and hopefully
you
we'll
loved it, Dustin?
Hopefully.
Oh, I love it.
He's on his phone.
I was trying to look up what the first episode number I was on, and I'm having difficulty finding it because it's been so fucking long.
It's been a fucking long.
Yeah.
So let's have a good time tonight. Let's start it off with the segment that put Heather on the map.
China bans banana-eating videos in online crackdown on seductive porn.
This is right up your bagelhagen.
Absolutely. Whoa.
Is
up
that
my
a
bagelhagen.
Word? Bless you.
Bagelhagen.
Bagelhagen.
All girls have a bagelhagen. So I heard about this. I heard about this the other day. Where is it, China or Japan?
China.
Do you get news alerts on your phone, Blake, when anything Asian women happens?
No, I just
Alert!
I have a website that I go to.
You have yellowfever.com?
Yellowfever.com. But I heard about this, and I was thinking to myself, first of all, who in the hell would eat a banana in the first place? I don't know.
One a year, at the most.
I eat a banana like, if I could eat bananas every single day, I would, and they would be green.
What's stopping you? What's stopping you from eating a banana every day? They're so cheap.
Income?
Well,
readily available.
I switch up bananas and apples. Bananas, apples, you know?
I like
apples. You gotta switch up.
Balls and shafts.
And everyone else doesn't want bananas.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I hope that you can someday live in a world where you can ingest a banana every day. You
like I'm surrounded by people who are interested in eating bananas every day.
You like them green? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I like the greenest of bananas.
Huh.
For me, that's sour. The one thing about an Asian that I don't really find attractive. I don't find it sexy. I don't find it a turn-on with girls eating bananas because I have such a just... That's like, Dustin, if you were watching clown porn, you wouldn't get off on it because you don't like clowns.
No.
I don't know if bananas are Asian, so maybe that's your issue.
Ah, good. Great point.
Is that they're more of a South America thing?
Could be.
They're not grown there, you know.
It's one thing you love, and it's one thing you hate. Like, can you not just, like, superimpose your own penis as the banana and just watch
the
Chinaman love it?
The hate outweighs the absurd.
Really? Okay.
Well, you know who else hates it? China.
Why?
China hates it.
Are there a bunch of Chinese guys on YouTube looking at girls eating? Can they eat them in public?
Well, authorities in China have introduced bizarre new rules for online streaming sites, including a ban on eating bananas seductively. Now, China is a dictatorship, so that is something to note in all this. Exactly. New regulations mean that live streaming sites must be vigilant to ensure none of their output involves erotic banana eating, according to state media.
There's no other way to eat a banana, though. I mean, it's only erotic, right? I mean,
there's so many phallic foods out there. Unless you're eating them, you know, side to side like corn on the cob, it's going to look like you're blowing some food.
For sure. I mean, unless you just like unattractively eat a banana, in which sense you eat it with purpose. You bite down and you make uncomfortable faces in between bites. In which case, you don't look anything like you're blowing anybody.
Okay,
I've received fellatio.
Well, it
like
depends
that,
on how you're doing it. Yeah,
we've all had that girl that didn't quite know what she was doing.
More teeth, please.
Could you just bite it off and get it over with?
I lick everything I eat seductively. Like, it was really uncomfortable at Mother's Day dinner at Texas Roadhouse when, like, my sirloin was put in front of me, and I was just like, where's the clit on the steak? And my mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry about
it,
Mom.
You made
this is how I eat.
You made me, Mom.
Stop performing steak-a-lingus.
About blowjobs, though, I did think that one time some guy would really like it if I took his whole dick into a wind tunnel after he had came, because I thought that was a good idea.
A wind tunnel?
You know, just like pull it real hard and suck it out after he had came, and he did not like it at all.
So he came and you gave it a really good suck?
He came first, and then like afterward, I was like, how am I going to release? I'm like, I'm going to do something sexy, and I did that, and he was like, and he didn't like it at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That and so much more on Sex with Heather every Wednesday on the FCF Network.
You guys, exactly. I heard the episode with Nani on it, and I don't really want to talk about my breasts, but I'll tell you about how I gave a blowjob.
You came into this knowing you were going to talk about your breasts week after week.
I know. Actually, the lack of breast talk. But anyway.
But I digress. Okay.
So in April, the Ministry of Culture announced it was investigating several popular websites amidst concerns they were hosting material that, quote, harms social morality.
Air quotes there.
Air quotes in general. But despite the attempted crackdown, such sites are growing in popularity in China. Particularly webcam sessions involving young or sometimes underage women.
Do you think they're do you think they're growing in popularity because people genuinely like it or because they're trying to ban it? Because
they're saying,
I feel like they're growing in popularity because it's people that look as young as possible and not so much what the fuck they're doing. Like, they're just like, oh, that really young person looks like they're doing something sexual. And I feel like that's really hot in my brain.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Why.
Is that how those people talk?
Yeah. In China, for
that's
sure.
That's racist.
This seems to me, I can speak Chinese better than I thought I could. I knew it. I understood everything she was saying.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else you got?
I got an Israeli man files restraining order against God.
Oh, why would he do that? What has God was? God, I know what it was. God was on his lawn.
Well, a man in Israeli doesn't want God to answer his prayers, so he's filing a restraining order against the Almighty, the plaintiff.
If you pray, aren't you talking directly to God anyway?
Isn't that the whole point of praying?
Yeah, so you could just be like, "Oh, I'm mad at you." I guess it's a bad conversation if you think about it, because it's a conversation with God, and when you have bad conversations with humans and you don't get the results you want, you sue them, right?
That's right.
That's pretty much the natural order.
Sure.
That's right.
So the plaintiff, identified as David Shoshan, appeared in a courtroom in Haifa on Tuesday demanding that God stop interfering in his life.
Huh.
Don't you just denounce your loyalty to Satan? Doesn't that just kind of do it instead of having to go to court?
I guess
not. I think God would quit talking to you if you're like, "Hail Satan."
Oh, no.
Have you tried that, Heather, personally?
No, maybe he likes
I tried
hard
a lot of
get.
Times.
You point try to talk to God or tell
I'm
God
like,
not
God,
to
God, get the fuck out.
Oh, that's not how the exorcisms I've witnessed have gone.
Get out,
how
God.
How many exorcisms have you
and
witnessed?
And then I'm like, "Mom, stop calling me."
There's been a few movies at least.
Okay.
When your parents are the greatest disciples of God, it's very difficult.
Does that cause a lot of tension, or do you just uncomfortableness?
Oh, no, for sure. Every time I see my parents, it's like, "Why did you turn away from God?" "Well, I don't believe in God, but why did you turn away from him?" "Well, that
you're
doesn't
crushing
make sense
our soul.
With the statement that I just said." Okay, though.
Wow.
So that's pretty much it. So Shoshan.
Will there be a time when they'll drop it?
No, because it's the most important thing in their entire lives, more important than their family and their relationship and everything. I mean, if you're a Christian and you subscribe to that whole thing, God is literally supposed to be the center of your life and literally supposed to be the most important thing. So how in good conscience could they stop telling me to go to heaven and to be a Christian, you know?
Amen.
And that's their idea in their brain.
Okay.
Amen indeed.
Okay, this is the Heather.
Can I... Eli's literally grown a foot since the last time I saw him.
Yes.
He's got a third foot?
Yep.
Ooh.
Christ, let's take a look at that child's foot.
It's a large foot.
He just walked in, and I was like, wow, he's gotten taller.
Yeah, he's been dunking his laundry.
It would be
basket.
Really awkward if he walked in and gave everybody underwear hugs like the first time I met
him. Oh, the first time. He still walks around in his underwear.
How's that going for you?
I don't know.
His voice got a lot deeper, too.
I got an extra foot now. I like Pokemon. Charizard.
Ooh, I love Bulbasaur. Pokemon.
Charizard.
Okay. Charizard's the best Pokemon.
Nothing like a good deflate.
Squirtle.
Okay.
Is that a real one?
Well, the judge threw out Shoshan's request and called it absurd.
Good.
To say the least.
So, but I bet you there was at least $3,000 worth of taxpayers' money that was spent up to that point of the judge going... That's stupid. I'm throwing it out, right? Court time,
well,
paperwork.
Shoshan said he has tried numerous times to obtain the restraining order through the police department, but in response only received 10 police visits over a 36-month period. So yes, 10 times policemen were spending their work hours to go on his police visits.
This guy is psychotic,
exactly.
And he hears voices.
Oh,
and,
exactly.
And he should be put in a mental institution, given some Thorazine. And until he gets himself managed, then they'll let him out. And he'll stay on his meds for about 3 months, and then he'll go off his medicine, and this will be a perpetual cycle, which he'll go back into.
And his family should really understand mental illness rather than trying to make him join the cult of Jesus Christ.
I can't wait to see the Law & Order SVU that's based on this.
Dun, dun.
So good.
Dun, dun.
Somebody's getting right.
Who would you guys put a restraining order against?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you so much. I spent a lot of time thinking about my questions.
You're staring me down like you're
I'm gonna kiss you.
If that's what you're looking like when you're gonna kiss somebody, that's why you're not.
Why can't I meet a girl? Who said I'm not getting laid?
You. Yeah, last week.
No, I'm not. I just said who's saying that. I want to know who's saying and spreading that around.
Molly told me.
Goddamn Molly.
Dustin, if you could put a restraining order on anyone.
Well, like, I don't have too many negative people in my life. So if I had to pick somebody, it'd probably be my ex-wife. And the thing is, now I think I kind of have one. Because the only time I would ever see her is when she would randomly walk into the record store that I used to manage.
And now she doesn't.
And it would really throw my mood off.
Why would she do that?
I don't, because it was the only place.
It was a public place that she could,
And she told me a long time ago she was never going to shop there again, but there were a couple times.
Ooh.
I know, right?
You know what, Dustin? I hate you, and I'm never going to buy compact discettes or comic books or figurines from your store ever again.
So I'd be at work, and she would just randomly walk in occasionally, and I'd be like texting Brianna. So my ex just walked in.
You say texting Brianna?
Yeah.
So it's happened recently in the past year.
Brianna?
Yes. Brianna.
Brianna.
All she does is wag. Yeah. Hey,
but now I don't work at co-op, so she doesn't know where to find me.
If there was an MMA fight between Freckles and your ex-wife, who would win?
Oh, Freckles would kick her
really?
Ass. Freckles is been in fights. She's had her nose broken a couple times.
From fighting?
She can,
from fighting?
She can hold her own.
What the hell is she fighting about?
Well, no, like dirty. One of the times was she walked into a post or something, but like one of
that
the other times
post.
She got punched in the face sticking up for one of her friends and it broke her nose.
Oh, shit. And
how did that go with her? But she like, boom, right back?
Yeah, you know, she can throw down.
Now I fear for your life now that she's moving.
No,
I'm scared for you.
She's good. She's
but
good.
But she's fine.
No.
She's real good.
She's safer now that she's there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Intruder alert. Because you live not too far from the prison.
Right.
You guys can team up. Like, it's not like, babe, go
I can't hit
and
women,
check
but
for
she
me.
Can.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I always said I would never, ever hit a woman, but I'd kick the shit out of a woman.
I'll cheer if she
What? Huh? Did you
I
really?
Said I would never hit a woman, but boy, I would kick the shit out of one.
I was going to ask Heather who she would have a restraining order against, but I'm thinking it would be you now.
Who, Heather? Yeah. No. Heather loves me.
Who would you have a restraining order? Would you do yours against God, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Donald Trump?
No questions asked. I do it against God. I would do it against conversations about God. Not even God himself, just like, get away from me, Jesus talk. Like, if I could do that, just be like, bye.
Oh, wait.
You have any idea how long in my life I spend talking and having Jesus in the conversation?
So the whole Trinity's getting...
All of it. Nix
okay.
it out.
All right.
I'm not interested.
Even the Holy Ghost?
Yes. The Holy Ghost cannot stay.
I would say my ex-wife as well.
Okay.
I'd banish.
Due to legal reasons, I can't say anything.
What about you, Jason?
Blake's ex-wife. Anything to keep him in a good mood and keep him happy. I'll stay as close to him as possible to keep her as far away as mandated by law.
She will not be on Couch Pilots anytime soon.
From remote location.
Tarmac Johnson may have you land a plane on her.
That would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Are we got any other news stories?
No.
No?
No, we don't? Okay.
All right.
Well, we do. But do you want to hear it?
Let's just go on to the next thing.
Okay.
Time is flying because we're having fun.
I really enjoyed...
Hold on a second.
Why?
I do the outro for the news.
Oh, right.
This is your first time.
I forget the outro sometimes. I just get excited.
I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited.
That's
Rick Springfield. Heaven in your eyes tonight.
Is that the new direction?
Has anybody else aside from me seen him live in concert?
I did. That's the first concert I ever went to. Rick Springfield and Corey Hart.
I saw him last year.
It's still a good show. Still looking good.
Where was he?
In Bloomington. Coliseum? Still puts on a solid show, yeah.
He played the Coliseum? That seems a little big for Rick Springfield.
It was half arena.
Okay. Coliseum is about to close a seam.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's a shit-a-seam.
Wow. Shit-a-seam.
Yeah.
She's filled with
It's in a shit part of town, right?
Tongue twisters.
Huh?
It's in a shit part of town.
Well, it's in the downtown area. It's just not very good.
Let's hear some ads and shit.
Okay.
I call my podcast Sex with Heather because I knew it would get hits. My first idea was called I Talk About Queefing to a Plant. Clearly I made the right call.
Clearly.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. Before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Alrighty, folks. It's that time again where we read the RockyTopVapor.com ad, promo code IBWIP. Let me commence as I do now. Are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electric cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor, such as myself, and you're looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize vaping experience to fit your needs. Michael, and don't call him Mike, Brandy, Dave, and the whole crew will help you out. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere. I wonder what you guys were laughing about. A friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premium blends from some of the best liquid makers across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, which was almost ruined by the banned Old Crow Medicine Show. But if you can't make the trip to Rocky Top, go to RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off of your entire freaking order.
Hold on a second. That was the best job you have ever done reading anything. You were awesome.
It's true. You're usually really bad at it.
That was awesome. What do you attribute that to? Exactly 9 years of work?
Yeah, exactly 9 years of work. No, I'm passionate about our sponsors. And I'm just, that's what it's all about.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to congratulate you. It was incredible.
Hey, I appreciate that. And here is a promo that you guys might want to hear.
Hey, everyone. Jason here from your favorite Fakakta Comedy Funhouse programs. If you're enjoying this show, I have a feeling you're also going to enjoy the podcast Couch Pilots. Myself and the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, take a break from the grind and sit down on our favorite Davenport every week to watch and discuss some of the most odd and misunderstood television pilots of the past. There is such a treasure trove of bizarre viewing out there, and we're just the jerks to dig them up and make a show about it. Watch along with us and join in the conversation. Find us at fcfnetwork.com or rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
Ah, yes, Couch Pilots. Welcome back to this show, all my friends. It's the 9-year anniversary of IBWIP, and I'm so happy to be here today with all my cohorts, Dustin and Blake, deep throating an unshucked ear of corn for reasons that are beyond me.
I thought it would be fun.
And returning from the restroom, also Heather. I'm so excited you guys are here, but unfortunately, Dustin and Heather, I think you are taking off. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You're going to a place that's different than here?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I got to change my clothes.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Did you get pants?
No, he's getting out of his announcement clothes.
Yeah. He's like, it was a big announcement I made in the last episode. I wanted to dress up, wear a tie.
They've been soiled by our regular conversation now, so he's leaving to change them. But that's okay. That's fine. Because we have special guests coming in the studio for the 9-year anniversary. 9 years is, you know, I don't know, about a different generation.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
We want to say, hey, what's going on with the generation behind us? What's going on with the kids of today?
Because we want longevity in IBWIP, mm-hmm. and the only way to get that is to interact with children.
Right.
And teach them the ways and show them how to use podcasts.
Let them be the way.
Right. Let them be the way.
Let them show the way.
And the school year is getting out, so kids can stay up later and record with us.
It'd be a great – this is a great time to bring aboard some IBWIP child correspondents So we have a young man and a young woman here with us today. So we want to welcome to the studio, Child Correspondents. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Why don't you both go? I mean, this is Blake and I'm Jason. Can you please introduce both of yourselves?
I'm Timmy.
Timmy?
And I'm Hannah.
Hannah and Timmy. Welcome to the show. Blake, I think we both have so many questions for them. Would you like to kick it off?
Sure. Let's start with Hannah. Hannah, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Are you glad school is ending this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like going to school?
No.
Okay.
No.
Timmy, same question. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a little tyke.
Timmy, you're probably still old enough to where you enjoy going to school. Am I wrong?
Because all you do is color and eat snacks and stuff.
It's okay.
It's okay? Okay. Well, school's coming out. It's almost done here. You're okay on it. You're on the fence. Hannah, not a big fan of school. What's going on this summer, both of you?
Hannah, you go.
I'm going.
Hey, Hannah.
Mm-hmm. I'm right here. Here.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Bible camp.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to play in a summer softball league.
Wow.
Yeah, my friend Julie is going to play in it, and we're sponsored by Baker Square. And we're really going to enjoy it. As long as we can go to the One Direction concert at the end of the year.
Do you have money for that?
No, but my mom said that if I keep going to these softball practices and not playing with the dirt, that she'll let me go.
That's a good mom. That's
thanks.
A good mom.
Dirt is always so tempting when I'm at practice.
I have coached Little League, and I've coached T-ball and Little League, and even at 12 years old, they are playing in the dirt. You're like, hey,
that's right.
Hello, there's a ball going to hit you in the face.
Oh, boy.
Timmy, what are your activities planned for the summer?
I'm probably going to play with Pokemon cards.
Yes.
And
yes.
Watch my YouTube videos of people playing video games and talk about butts.
Talking about butts.
Butts are cool.
When you think about it, butts are very silly, aren't they, Timmy?
Poop.
Very good.
I recently watched an episode of Louis C.K., Louis, and he said, you know, fart jokes. You guys like fart jokes? He says fart jokes are funny. So, Hannah.
You say yeah a lot.
Yeah.
Hannah, you said you're going to Bible camp.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
Well, my mom makes me go, but we always have fun because they play games and then they're like, let's go learn about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But we just go to this place where they tempt us with games, and then at night they make us pretend like all the fun we're having is because of Jesus.
Do you spend the night there?
Yeah, for a week.
A week, go to Button.
Mm-hmm. Well. And most of the girls just want to play with the boys, but they don't like that when we do that.
The counselors don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, Timmy, Hannah's a little bit older than you, and so
why would they be upset? Like, I play with the girl next door, and it's fun.
Because
they think we're going to show it to God, but we told them we weren't.
Hold on a second.
Show the moments we have with God.
I heard. Did you know?
We can't say that when we're at church camp.
Here, this will satisfy both of you. Did you know that butt sex cannot be seen by God?
Whoa!
So
what?
There's a
butt. What?
No, Blake. I know. I know this is 9-year anniversary show, but
sack?
These are children. You can't tell them butt sex. God sees all, including butt sex, doesn't he?
What's a butt sack?
I was listening to Garfunkel and Oates, and they have a song.
What do they have to back that up? Just lyrics and music?
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Do they sing like, God, you are my God? Because I've sang that one.
No.
Can you sing us a little bit of that right now?
Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
That's enough. Yeah, that's enough right there. Thank you very much.
Timmy, you said you play that's with great. Your next-door neighbor a lot. What do you and her play?
Freeze tag and hide and seek, and we trade Pokemon cards, and then we play Show Me Your Squirtle.
Just fun, innocence. Hold on, what? What was
Squirtle's my favorite.
What was the last one you said?
Show Me Your Squirtle.
I know, Blake, you and I are a little older than these.
Yeah,
we're the next generation.
Sure.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what a squirrel. Heather,
it's like a turtle with a shell, but he's a Pokemon, so he's a little more intense. So he shoots out water.
He has bonus points. Bonus points, right? Bonus points.
Is that what
he
that is?
He's like
Timmy?
A bonus points turtle.
Yeah.
Is it a Pokemon game
she
or
shows
it...
me her squirrel and then I show her my Bulbasaur?
These are Pokemon.
That like
is that right?
Best.
Yes.
Okay, because Blake, I don't know if you're, I don't know if you're with me even right now.
I'm with you.
Head back in a cloud of vape. And what are you vaping this evening?
I am vaping by DripOrDie.com.
Is that a Pokemon?
No, it's a vape juice.
You guys ever vape before? You kids ever vape?
Aw.
My grandma does.
Yeah. You know what? She's going to live longer because she's vaping. It's a lot more healthy than cigarettes.
Don't smoke cigarettes!
Hold on a second. You're abusing. First of all, you're abusing the levels. Second of all,
can you guys
both take off your headphones for 1 second? Just the two of you kids?
Hey, I forgot to have Adam record this. Just so you know.
Did you? Okay. Well, I was going to say, you get them started young on vaping, right?
Right.
Maybe, you know, we need a little extra income. You know, IBWIP 20 gets us a little change in our back pocket.
Yes,
yes. I know Rocky Thought Vapor doesn't condone underage vaping.
No,
not at all. But we do.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. If they use the promo code, that's all that matters.
It's all money. You know, I don't care where it comes from. Maybe we can get some of these kids to start vaping here. Let's give them like cotton candy style flavors and just, you know, like fruity pebbles, cereal, that kind of stuff, all right?
Okay, that sounds
cool. Okay. Hey guys, sorry to go ahead and put your headphones back on. Hannah, I think you took yours off for real.
I did. You told me to.
She listens well. She's a good listener.
You said you've never vaped before, but you've heard of it and you've seen people do it?
Yeah.
Did you guys know that like cigarettes are like one flavor, kind of like a crappy, you know. Yeah, exactly. Cigarettes are terrible.
They're bad for you. They cause cancer.
Yeah.
They'll make your lip get a hole in your lip.
Ugh, you look gross.
They'll make you have to eat rust.
That's right.
Forever.
That's exactly right. Did you know that, Timmy, that you have to eat rust forever if you smoke a cigarette?
What?
That's not the case with vaping, though.
And, Timmy.
Yeah.
Vaping will make you look cool to the ladies.
Mm.
And you're going to hit your sexual peak here in about 3 years.
Well, I'm 11.
Yes, at 11 years old, you will hit your sexual peak.
He's right, Timmy.
I don't even know what that means.
Have you ever seen you and your mom have sex?
Me and my mom?
I meant to say, have you ever seen your mom and your dad have sex?
You did say me and your mom, though.
I did, Hannah.
Have you had sex with your... I don't know.
No.
I want to say that. My mom would be so mad.
Have you ever kissed a girl? Did you like it?
Kinda.
You liked it, or kinda you kissed her?
Both.
Okay, Hannah, have you ever kissed a boy?
No.
Did you want to kiss a boy?
No, cause God doesn't want me to.
What does God want you to do? If
God
I had to guess,
God wants
I
me to live for Him.
And you know what? I don't know if you guys are really big into Corinthians or not, but in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Yes, here's a guy who knows his Bible. All learned men know the Bible. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, God talks about vaping. Did you guys know this?
No. What did he say?
He said that thou shalt vape, basically.
Thou shalt vape.
Yeah, it's not harmful like cigarettes are. You can still get a little bit of nicotine.
And watch this.
But look what he's about to do. It's insane.
That's...
He's taking a big toke off that.
You look like a Pokemon.
Look at that. He does look like a Pokemon. Isn't that awesome?
You're right, Timmy.
Charizard?
Yeah.
The dragon?
Is there a hymn about it? Is there a song?
Yes, there is.
If there's a song, I don't care. What's the song?
Okay. You sing with me.
Okay.
Jesus loves when I smell like cotton candy.
Jesus loves when I smell like peaches. Jesus loves when I smell like gumballs.
That's right.
Jesus loves when I smell like bananas.
Oh. Jesus loves us when I smell when we
like
vape.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
We vape?
Yeah.
Oh, we vape and we smell like... They should have... Do they have a meatloaf vape?
You know what they do? And so many other flavors. Every flavor you just mentioned is available in vaping. And it tastes delicious. There's no calories, right?
No. So if you have... I mean, you don't. Hannah, you don't have a weight problem, but some people that have weight problems, they use vaping to curb their appetite.
My grandma has a weight problem.
Is your grandma fat?
Hannah, we don't say fat. We say morbidly obese.
She has diabetes.
Is your grandma morbid obese?
She's what?
She has diabetes.
Timmy, this summer you're going to play Pokemon. Are you going to play any sports?
I like playing baseball.
It's pretty fun. Pretty fun game.
Yeah. It's fun, but you need 9 people.
Okay. I'll play on baseball with you.
You know what I always see the baseball players doing out in the field, Blake?
I'm afraid to play baseball with her.
Chewing tobacco.
You don't have to be afraid to play baseball with me.
She's going to sing about God the whole time.
She's loud, isn't she?
I'm not going to sing about God the whole time.
Now, in your softball league, is it a church league?
No. Oh. We're sponsored by Baker Square.
You're supposed to say yes and.
Oh, yes.
And
we're sponsored by Baker Square.
Do you guys pray before each of the games?
Yes.
Can you say one of those baseball prayers for us?
Dear God, please help Cindy catch the ball. Amen.
Amen.
She always drops it. She doesn't mean to, but she does. But she just plays in the
dirt. Is it because
her
belief in God is not strong enough?
We thought that, but she says it's not. Mm.
How old is she?
Loves him. She's 13.
13?
Yeah, we wonder.
She's a teenager now.
I know. She might not be allowed to play in our group next year.
Now, this is our den mother, Molly. And Molly.
Hi, Molly.
We have with us a 7-year-old Timmy is here, and he's on his phone. I don't know how he got a phone. And this is Hannah.
Everybody has a phone.
She's 12, and we're talking to them about their summer. And Hannah is into Jesus.
Yes. Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah.
And Timmy is into Pokemon cards.
Also wonderful.
Okay. Yes. All right. Do you have any, as a mother that has to take care of a kid during the summer, are there any activities? Because Eli's right in the middle of both of these ages. What do you recommend parents do with their children during the summer?
I don't really know.
Do you leave your child unattended?
No, I don't. No, they need to go to somewhere where they can run all of their energy out and come home tired and apparently not have any corn in the refrigerator. What is that guy doing with my corn?
Molly, I think you're the most beautiful adult that I've ever seen.
Aww, thank you.
Precious. Her name's Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. That's sweet.
You're welcome. Timmy, do you have a Facebook page?
No.
Well, how did you get a phone at 7 years old?
Because if I go play with my friends, my mom wants me to come home.
Are you on Untappd or anything?
What's that?
I guess I'm not going to eat that corn now.
I know, right?
So the two of you guys have never met before. Is that correct?
No.
They'd be really cute together.
Wow, I don't know about... Yeah.
He's a boy! I can't talk to boys until I'm 40. 30.
40?
I don't know. I just don't know that I'm supposed to right now.
What does Jesus think of boys?
I don't know, but I don't think I'm supposed to talk to them.
I can't hear you.
Are you asking if they kiss boys or girls every day like you always do?
I've never kissed boys and girls every, never, ever, never.
But remember, God can't see it if you take it in the butt. He can't see that kind of sex. It's a true fact. It's
wildly inappropriate, Blake.
I'm sorry. Jason, Timmy seems to be distracted. Are you guys about done? Or
I can't. I don't know what Timmy would be focusing on other than this interview, but that's beyond me. He looks very serious.
He's probably got Pokemon cards in his hand.
I do.
He's probably making the Silco bill in two people's names, so now there's the responsibility of one is no longer. Now she can't skip out on him and have the Silco bill.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, Timmy.
Very negative.
So, you guys, I hope you have a great summer.
Yeah.
I hope you have fun at Bible camp.
Yeah, Bible camp.
And softball league.
Thank you.
Baker's Dozen, all the way.
Baker's team, Baker's Square, Baker's love everywhere.
There you go.
Go!
Oh, jeez. Timmy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming and being on the show. And as I have parting gifts for both of you.
Yeah.
First of all, Hannah, I would like to give you this autographed softball by the U.S. Olympic girls softball team.
Yay!
Wow. Nice.
Girls can do things now.
Unfortunately, yes. Timmy,
yeah.
For you coming on the show, we have a special, special surprise for you.
What's that?
We have a brand new limited edition Pokemon card.
Why?
And it's it's got a power of 75,000.
That's nuts.
And its name? Go ahead and tell them the name of the Pokemon.
Let me just take the card and look at it here. It is Butt Squirtle.
Butt Squirtle.
Yep.
Awesome.
So now you can beat everybody at Pokemon. I one question.
Yeah.
My stepson loves Pokemon cards too, and my son.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand the rules. What is your objective when you're playing Pokemon?
You gotta catch them all.
How do you catch them? How do you catch them? How catch them? Do you remember him?
Ash Ketchum.
No, Hal Ketchum. Do you remember the singer Hal Ketchum?
That's his dad.
Pass. How do you catch a Pokemon?
With a Pokeball.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Hannah and Timmy, for being on the show.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye.
See you, kids. Thank you for being our IBWIP correspondents.
Oh.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow.
I love kids.
Damn, are there kids in here? It smells like kids.
Dustin. Oh, Heather's back. Hey, and Dustin's back. Thank God, because, Dustin, you need to read the release schedule.
What? I've been at the bar drinking this whole time.
That's fine. That's fine. You're still wearing the same clothes, by the way.
Sorry. I got distracted. All right. So, episode 247, Cultural Appropriation. That's how you say that appropriately, Big E. That's now available. Episode 248, Bobby Bag of Donuts, is now available. And episode 250, our next episode, inevitably titled Maximum Underdrive, will be available on Friday, May 27th. You want me to continue?
Yes, I would like you to continue.
Okay. And don't forget, Friday, May 20th is Pick Strawberries Day. Last time I picked strawberries, I got a bad case of chiggers. Now I know what you're thinking. Chiggers is an outdated and often a controversial word. Well, I grew up in a time where it was still acceptable to call them that. So sue me.
I get it.
I got two jokes for the next one. Also, Thursday, May 26th is Sally Ride Day. The first woman in space. Also the first homosexual in space. She just beat me to it.
Pretty funny.
Hey. Thursday, May
26th. Did you not get that one?
I missed it. Can you read it again?
What are you doing?
Okay. I got two jokes for the next one. Also Thursday, May 26th is Sally Ride Day. The first woman in space. Also, the first homosexual in space. She just beat me to it.
Oh, meaning that you're a homosexual and you want to go into space?
Yeah.
Thursday, May 26th is Sally Ride Day.
I don't get it.
You don't get it? Does anyone else not get it?
Sally Ride.
Is it bad? It's pretty bad.
Now, there's an easy spell, easy to pronounce name. Can't imagine we'll see any Shaniquas or Lashondas orbiting the great Palnet anytime soon. Thank you to Biggie.
Just planet.
For that joke. I read them as I see them, Jason. Palnet.
You fucking butchered it.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or we'll have to start cutting costs around here. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, your opinion probably doesn't count anyway. I bet you like shows like Mike and Molly or Last Man Standing.
Ah, it's time to take a breath, retain all the information that you were downloaded today.
Palnet.
Yes, Palnet. 9 years is a long time to do one thing. Again, I try to put it in perspective in the fact that all my marriages combined did not last 9 years.
That's right. That's right.
This is probably the most dedicated relationship I've had to anything ever.
Congratulations.
Aww, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. And I appreciate people that listen to the podcast. I appreciate when people tell me they think it's funny or that they found out about a band, you know, back in the day they found out about a band because of the show. And I appreciate you guys coming in and hanging out. And when you could probably be home, like, doing stuff.
Stuff's the best.
Stuff is the best. Thanks to Molly for letting me take over the kitchen every Monday and make loud noises and do stuff for podcasting 9 times out of 10. FCF Network is our home. That's where you will find 7 great podcasts. Sex with Heather.
Yep.
Climbing the Charts. Each Wednesday, you spend about a half hour talking to people about different aspects of sex.
Yep.
What have you learned about yourself having your own podcast?
Probably mostly that I don't have that many thoughts on some things. but also, yeah, just that I have a an interesting take on what I do think about. That's pretty much.
How do you feel that hundreds of people listen to your show and listen to you talk? And specifically, make an effort to hear what you're saying.
Oh, that makes me feel really good. It makes me feel like there isn't something out there for them already. So that makes me feel good that they're able to listen to something like that. And it makes me hope that they come away with something more than they had before.
She said come.
Hey!
What happens when you come and go...
Oh, is that the noise?
That wow. Noise.
I'm sure that noise has informed every episode of your show.
Jeez, Adam, I would think that would get annoying. The first time you heard that, probably scared the shit out of you. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Adam loves it when I'm like, he's like,
just like this. We're going to go at the same time.
Everyone sounds like they're vomiting on each other.
What's one thing that you have learned about yourself while doing IBWIP?
Not to take myself so seriously, for sure. That's and a not good one. To, like,
that's a very good one.
Not to grandstand anything. Like, and I've listened to episodes before, and like that's the biggest thing is I'm always I have I promise I've listened to episodes before, but and I'm like oh damn I'm just like oh, like just making interjections that don't make sense. So like really focusing on making helpful and thoughtful and funny interjections rather than just interjections to interject.
Thank you very much for all you do. I really do appreciate it. And I enjoy having you on.
Thank you for including me.
Dustin.
What's up?
The podcast is Drunken Lullabies.
That is correct.
You said, hey, I love craft beer. Yep. Hey, we're going to do a podcast network. Hey, I'll do a podcast about craft beer.
And indie music.
What is the one thing that you've learned since you started doing Drunken Lullabies?
That more people enjoy listening to me get drunk with my friends than I ever thought possibly
would.
Yay!
So, thank you. For the people that listen, because we'd be doing it anyway. I'm glad we are providing you with some entertainment during your week.
And so you've been doing IBWIP for about a year and a half-ish?
Yeah. I was going to say year and a half, year three quarters.
What is one thing that you learned about yourself while doing IBWIP?
That I'm funnier than I thought I was.
Okay.
That
to each his own, right?
Hey!
No.
You've been bringing me back all this time. I've really enjoyed doing this, and it's worked out pretty well, I would say.
I think so, too, and I appreciate it. There are IBWIP memories that I have that are specifically Dustin-related, and I genuinely like having you on the show.
I appreciate
genuinely,
it.
Not generally. Genuinely.
So. Generally sounds a little shittier than genuinely.
It's all right. I'd take generally.
All right. Jason.
Skip me, please.
The host of Couch Pilots, the producer of Couch Pilots. What is something that you've learned about yourself while doing Couch Pilots?
That Dustin is funnier than I thought, probably. That there could be a podcast about anything. You take the most mundane subject and
the most niche thing
possible. Just go to that darkest corner and say, hey, no one's been down here yet. Let's do something right down here. And we did that.
Yeah.
To extreme moderate success.
Yes. We enjoy those 30 people that tune in.
Woo!
You've been doing IBWIP and for almost 2 years now, and you've been you've been
almost
really,
3 years.
Okay, almost 3 years, and really in the past year and a half, you have really been one of the largest contributors to the show. What have you learned about what have you learned in your time doing IBWIP?
That I didn't have a hobby, and now I do. So there was time in my life to be able to do something else, I guess. I don't know. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. I always tell my friends, because half of them, they're like, I don't know what a podcast is. And I say, well, it's a creative outlet. It's just fun.
I think most people should know what a podcast
right,
is.
Right, by now.
But then, you know, when I would say, hey, what'd you do that night? I was like, oh, I was
named Bobby Bag of Donuts. You don't know what's up.
They think like a podcast, like there's a podcast out there, but they don't think like one of my friends is creating a podcast.
Yeah. There's a lot more of those people out there, and you know, as we talk about the anniversary and FCF Network, we're actually in talks with a handful of podcasts right now, and you know, if not cross promoting, even you know, joining forces and spreading and
like
growing,
a fucking Voltron,
just like Voltron. That's right. We'll become
so cool.
A giant metal robot that will dominate cities for years to come.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Well, this couldn't be made possible unless we had listeners. And this is a good time to say thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
For their devotion, subscribing, telling folks about it. IBWIP has had facelifts over the years, and I think that it's important to continually grow. We don't play as much music anymore, or any music. But that for me, that's what IBWIP really has given me a lot of friendships. Like you guys, I don't think we would be hanging out if I didn't do a podcast. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have become such close friends, I guess.
I wouldn't even know you.
I wouldn't even know you. I wouldn't even know who you were.
Oh, I'd know
you. I'd be like, who's that loud drunk girl at the end of the bar?
That's very true, though.
Why is she mad and kicking stuff?
Why is she yelling about God?
Right.
She's at a bar.
Right. It's just my childhood.
No, but I've met a large amount of people over the years from all over the world and all over the country, even Canadians. And it's because of podcasting, and I have fun doing it, even though sometimes I have my podcasting period, which happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part of the game. So thank you, folks, for tuning in. Please go to FCF Network. Check out Couch Pilots, Drunken Lullabies, Sex with Heather, S&M Radio, The Song Inside and Out, IBWIP, Low Blow Podcast.
Can't forget Adam and Dave.
Never. I want to give Dave a hug. I think he needs it.
Oh, so? Dave sounds like he's going through some tough shit.
Yes. So thank you, everybody. Enjoy your week, and we will see you next Friday.
We hope you enjoyed our 9-year anniversary show. A couple more years, we'll grow some pubes and be up for anything. Until then, just lust after us in the same creepy manner you have been for the past 9 years.
Nice.
People don't think I wrote that.
That's all me.
Happy anniversary, Blake.
Happy anniversary.
I got you this corn.
It's been manipulated for hours.
I had to block a couple people on Facebook from that photo.
Did you take a photo?
This has been a Fakaka.
I took a photo. You're tagged.
Don't give it to me. You put a tape on it.
By Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.
You tape the show.
Some people don't need to know that my friends deep throat corn.
Your taped show.
Taped show.
Taped corn, taped show. It's all got something connected with it.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.